Okay, so as Mike mentioned, I'll be discussing experiences outsourcing non-clinical services at public hospitals in Botswana. And this was, of course, a team effort. One of my colleagues is here today, Heather Cogswell. Say hi. Okay, so I just wanted to set the stage with some background information. So Botswana had been experiencing a period of high economic growth, which propelled it into the middle income country classification. And this growth and development was largely financed by diamond revenues, which is unfortunately an industry in long-term decline. It's estimated that the diamond deposits will be depleted by 2030. During this period of growth, the private sector remained relatively small, while the public sector grew to dominate the economy. Over the past 40 years, the government has extended its investment into virtually every sector of the economy. The government now believes the public sector has grown too large and as a result become too cumbersome to effectively manage. This also has implications for efficiency. The efficiency of the public sector is low. Total investment in the public sector is 15% of GDP, but its contribution to GDP is only around 6%. And then we see a decline in real GDP growth from 7% in the early 1990s to 3% in 2010. This led the IMF to recommend that in order to sustain growth rates, Botswana needed policies and reforms to create a leaner, more effective public sector and promote private sector growth. Then comes the privatization policy of 2000. So with instituting this policy, the government of Botswana wanted to implement a broad set of reforms nationally to first diversify the economy. So this was shrinking the size of the public sector and strengthening the role of the private sector. This would, and in turn, hopefully promoting participation of citizens and citizen businesses in the economy. Second, by growing the private sector, address the macroeconomic instability and the volatility of its two main sources of domestic revenue, cattle and diamonds. Third, increasing efficiency in the public sector. By promoting private sector growth, it was hoped that in the public sector, the efficiency, competitiveness, and productivity of public enterprises would be improved, thereby improving service delivery. And finally, improving the institutional capacity in the public sector to implement privatization and public-private partnerships. So the policy was instituted in 2000, but the uptake has been slow. And the Ministry of Health really went ahead and decided to lead the way with respect to outsourcing. As of this year, the Ministry of Health developed a public-private partnership which is centrally located within the Ministry of Health, and then it designed and implemented outsourcing agreements for non-clinical services at 7 regional and district hospitals. So the services that we're talking about are cleaning, laundry, security, grounds, and porter services. These services were selected after the ministry deemed them to be first low financial risk, which meant essentially that they are low cost services. And then second, low supply risk, which means that there is a number of suppliers in the market, stability in the suppliers in the market, and also alternatives within the market. So then I wanted to speak about governance and regulation. So as I mentioned, 15 years later, the uptake has been relatively slow. And Botswana has decentralized ownership of its public enterprises, including hospitals. And what this means is that the ownership is decentralized to the specific line ministries. But because even though this policy is implemented, there is a disconnect between the goals of the privatization policy and the goals of ministry leaders. And therefore, this slow uptake has been, you know, largely attributed to the lack of government leadership in making that connection. Initially, the public-private partnership within the Ministry of Health had heavy central control and oversight of the contracting process. And the hospitals had relatively small role in decision making. And this was largely due to the complexity of the procurement process and wanting to ensure that it was done properly. So they held it the control at the central ministry level. But however, unfortunately, what happened often was that the central ministry, the public-private partnership unit, selected the vendor and then informed the hospital. So the hospital was just presented with the vendor and had very little say. And this didn't do much to nurture that relationship with the hospital and the vendor. And so the goal became to institutionalize this public-private partnership work within the hospitals as quickly as possible. So I work on the Health Finance and Governance Project, which is a USAID-funded project. And we offered a sort of a package of technical assistance to the government of Botswana. And really, what these four pieces did was grow this unique set of skills, management skills, really, necessary for hospitals to improve outsourcing. So the first workshop really focused on the procurement process and managing of contracts. The second was around service level agreements, and these are negotiated pieces of a contract that detail task descriptions, standards, timeliness, quality expectations, and these serve as a communication tool really to help define and manage expectations on the behalf of the vendor and the hospital, and it hopefully minimizes conflict. The third workshop was specifically around building the capacity for hospitals and MOH in managing conflict and negotiating solutions. And finally, the final piece of work that we did was benchmarking costs for outsourced services. So when the Ministry of Health first started outsourcing services, they actually didn't know how much it cost them to insource the service. So when they went into the bidding process, they had no reference point. So what did we learn? In the contract management process, it's a complex relationship between the hospital and the vendor. It requires a degree of management sophistication that a lot of hospital administrators didn't have naturally. And the hospitals really, there was this inclination to say, oh great, this vendor has come in to outsource the service, so I don't have to worry about it anymore. When in fact, a lot of time needs to be invested in managing the vendor. Second is this, the service level agreements and making sure that the hospitals are monitoring vendors and vendors are reporting to identify performance issues when they arrive. Next is communication, so setting expectations ahead of time and then clarifying communication. And mobilization phase, so this was critical because a lot of the vendors, for example, cleaning services, they typically had cleaned office buildings. So when they came into an hospital, they didn't understand the unique infection control policies, and so it was the hospital was responsible for really working with the vendor to make sure these were clear. Okay. Finance and budgetary implications. On average, contracts represented, the contracts for cleaning, laundry, portering, security, and landscaping services represented 41% of the recurring budget, with cleaning being the most expensive and laundry next. As I mentioned, we developed a tool to help hospitals benchmark the costs of insourcing so that they were better able to understand how much it cost them to begin with. And generally what we saw was that outsourcing is more expensive, but this was largely due to the fact that the largest cost driver was just people and their labor. And when an outsourced service came in, they brought more people to deliver higher quality work, which was more expensive. Final slide. Changes in quality. So we did an interview of over 200 nursing staff, were surveyed, and they indicated general improvements in the quality of cleaning, laundry, and security services. The largest quality improvements were seen in the number and adequacy of staff, adherence to infection control policy, and just improvements in the supply and quality of linen. We saw the greatest improvements in linen and laundry services, then cleaning services, and security services. And I think to summarize, our experience overall was that managing outsourced services requires a unique set of skills to effectively improve the quality of services and improve efficiency.